Hello and welcome to Phoenix Cinema Podcast. I'm Chris Austin, and joining me today is a friend of mine, fellow creative soul, actor, singer, and maker of candles, Caroline Jameson. Welcome, Caroline.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited and a little nervous.
That's okay, as am I. You know what? I'm always nervous before I do this, and I don't know why. I guess because I enjoy it so much and I've done enough of them, but I'm always nervous. I guess it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's good nerves. I'm really excited. So,
As am I. Was I right about the candles thing? I was, right?
You were totally right. I make candles. That was my pandemic hobby, and I was super into it and like started selling them on Etsy and everything and bringing them to like makers markets and stuff. That was my whole pandemic like persona was candle maker. So
I love that.
And I don't sell them anymore, but I still make them.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Did you have, you had an Instagram page for it too, right?
I totally did. Yeah.
What was the name of them? I can't recall because I'm sure I follow it.
My little LLC was called Little Blue Kitchen because at the time I was living in Jersey City and I was just doing the whole thing in my kitchen and it wasn't even blue. We had a blue table and I was it's my candle table.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love that. So, yeah. So we met at NYCDA. Acting school in 2012, and we were in the same class, right? Section two. And
yes.
You know, I actually I spoke to Tad on this not too long ago on the podcast. So basically, we met at the same time. And Caroline, were you in, how many years did you do at NYCDA?
I just did the 2 years for film and TV.
Were you in my class for the second year as well? I cannot recall now.
No, I don't think so. I don't remember what my section like number was the second
year.
You only did the 2 years also? I thought that you did the theater year.
No. God, I could barely afford the first year, honestly. I definitely couldn't stay. No, I didn't do the three. I just did the two.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we were in the same section the second year.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I don't think I had anyone from the first year in my
class.
Same class.
Yeah, well, I only had Sebastian, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was only Sebastian that I stayed with. But yeah, I mean, that first year was, oh my God. I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, I still have such fond memories of the class and like the whole experience to this day. And like, we weren't exactly close, but we hung out occasionally. We got on, right? Right?
Yeah,
You can tell me I was an asshole back.
I thought we did. Oh my God, no, not at all. I always really enjoyed you. And yeah, we just never really connected. Honestly, it was really like the pandemic when we were all so isolated and desperate to work on anything creative. And you and Nathaniel, I think this was before I even joined your film club. You and Nathaniel asked me to work on a play with you guys, really as just like an acting exercise. And that was so much fun and just like really gave me something to like work on and be excited about during those first like couple years of the pandemic. So that was really great.
That was incredible. That was absolutely amazing. Yeah, we worked on this. We worked on Betrayal, right?
I love that play.
And it was an incredible thing because, we were just trying to keep ourselves sharp, right? And we went through so many plays. We'd read them. We'd just like read them together and see what fit. And then we decided to like, we stuck with Betrayal and we did rehearsals, and then we led it all up to a performance just for ourselves on Skype.
That's right.
Yeah, we
I
did
have
like.
never seen it.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it. And
I don't
actually,
want
no, I kind of do because I remember. I'm just curious because it only hit my head today. I was like, I only remembered it today, and I was thinking, where has that recording gone?
Yeah.
Don't know, but it was
I
such an
don't know.
incredible experience. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I'm so glad that we did that. That was such an amazing thing. I've never done that. You know what I mean? Before.
Yeah, me neither. No, that was, it was so much fun. I really felt like it was just like scratching an itch that needed to be scratched too, because we couldn't act. We couldn't leave our homes. And yeah, so it really just, it was just really, really fun.
Yeah, I
And
was so
like
pleased to do
creatively stimulating. Like I felt like it was
exactly.
inspiring. It made me want to work on other stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
And
Yeah,
great show too.
and yeah, and that's the other thing as well, is that before the pandemic happened, I was working in the West End, and I was working at the Harold Pinter Theatre, and I saw
I remember
so
that.
many, you remember, so
Yeah.
many shows of Betrayal with Tom Hiddleston.
Yes.
I remember saying, guys, I don't know, I've seen this so many times. I'm worried there might be some imitation taking place. Is it going to feel fresh? Oh my God. By the time we did it, I was like, whoa, it's like I'd never seen the thing before, which I'm so pleased about. Another memory that hit me actually recently, knowing that I was going to talk to you. I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember? So I don't even know when it was. It may have been the very end of the first year. So like classes are done, we're all going home, whatever, for a few months, and then before the next term begins. And we went to a someone's house party or something like that in someone's apartment. And everyone's like staying over, you drink, you find some space wherever you find space and just crash. And you remember this? You put a
I think I
tattoo.
remember the party. I what?
You put a tattoo on my face. And the tattoo, it was one of those like with water kind of things, be on there for like 24 hours until you have a shower. And the tattoo just said, "Your mum." Do you remember this? On my cheek. and it seemed
I
like
don't remember.
it
I don't
happened.
remember tattooing you. I don't remember tattooing you, but I remember showing up to this party with temporary tattoos, thinking this is going to be such a fun drunk activity. And it does not surprise me at all that that is the tattoo that I picked for your face.
Yeah, and
That's so mean. And I wish that I remembered it, but I
it
don't.
seemed like a great idea at the time. And the thing is, you put it on my face, and then I forgot it was on there. Of course, you naturally forget. So I went to sleep. I got up the next morning. I was like, I'm going to go into Manhattan. I'm going to have some breakfast. I'm walking around the streets, and it was a lovely day. I remember the sun was blazing, and people kept looking at me. They'd look up at me and then sort of look down and just shake their heads in disappointment. And I remember thinking, what the fuck is all these people's issue? It's a lovely day. I went to a diner and I had a full-on breakfast, ordering everything. And only when I went to the bathroom in the diner, I was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, oh boy, okay. There it is. Yeah.
That's
Thank you for
so funny. Not shaking their heads in disappointment.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
Man, I wish we had a picture.
I wish we had a picture. So, Caroline, we're speaking about NYCDA, but do you remember what it was that inspired you to go there? Is there a movie or a performance that inspired you to want to become an actor?
No, I think I've wanted to be an actor since I was really, really little, and I didn't. Yeah, I can't remember one specific thing. I remember a lot of different things. I remember watching movies when I was really, really, really little. My parents were like not careful with what we were allowed to watch.
Same.
So I saw, yeah. So I saw some pretty mature movies when I was little, and I just always remember looking up to these very beautiful and talented women. I remember Kate Winslet was like huge for me when I was little. I saw Titanic when I was like 5, and I was like, I need to be that woman. And yeah, I don't know. I also, when I was little, I really liked like female villains. I loved those sort of like femme fatale characters, and I really liked movies that were like campy and over the top. I really liked the Batman films that came out when I was a little kid. I have this memory of Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy,
Ivy, yeah.
and just being like that, like I want to do that, and who else? I don't know. Yeah, just fabulous women that I aspired to be like, and I think I just saw their power. They were all like the stronger, either like a female villain or like a strong female character, like Rose in Titanic. Just really like fiery, and yeah, those were always the women that I looked up to. And then I don't know, but when I was little, I think I told everyone I wanted to be a veterinarian. Like, I don't know what I was doing. But and I always knew that I was a performer, and then it just sort of worked itself out as I grew up.
I love that. Yeah, I honestly, if I went to see 2 years ago Titanic in concert at the Royal Albert Hall, Caroline,
Wow.
jeez, it is the greatest screening I've ever been to. And I love the movie, but wow, if you ever get the chance to watch it with a live orchestra, honestly, pay whatever price they're charging. It's an amazing experience. And yeah, the early Batman films, have you rewatched them ever?
Not recently. I would love to, though. I actually think about them all the time because they're some of my earliest memories are watching those movies. So, yeah.
I haven't, maybe since I was a kid. I have a feeling they're quite bad.
I'm sure
I'm
they
sure they
are.
are. But yeah, at the time, as a kid, you don't have this real opinion of, you don't have a real critical eye in that sense. And I enjoyed every single one, including that was Batman and
Oh,
Robin, I think, right? With Uma Thurman, with Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze or Dr. Freeze or whatever. I should really
Oh,
watch
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I should. Me too.
Yeah, that would be quite a
Actually,
trip.
oh my God. Okay, I gotta get back in film club. And when it's my turn, I'm gonna be like, we're watching all the old Batman.
That's the only way I think we're gonna get to do this. Well, do you have apart from sticking your mum tattoos on my face, are there any like fond memories or experiences that you've had from the school or anything you learned that you sort of continue to take with you to this day or?
Oh my gosh, so many things. Those were like two of the richest years of my life. Even still, I really, really enjoyed my time at NYCDA. And what's something that I think about all the time? Phrases and stuff that Jay Goldenheim like said will like randomly pop into my head. Also, I get flashbacks from what was his name? John
Oh,
R.
John.
Meisner.
Oh, that's gonna bug me.
Wait, was it John Tyler? It was like John Tyler or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. God, it's gone. It's gone. He was amazing, though.
He was amazing. I have so much affection for him. And he was a great teacher, but he was such a character. And I just remember I remember him getting so frustrated. I mean, he was so easily frustrated, which is part of why he was so funny. But he would get so frustrated when people like fell out of the moment doing the Meisner exercises. And I remember his analogy was always that like basically that acting is like sex, where it has to be like mutual and like whatever. And he, when you were working with somebody and it like
The
plot line, yeah, when the people in the scene weren't connecting, I just remember him going, "You're masturbating. You're masturbating. Acting is about fucking." Yeah. So, and like
Incredible.
screaming it like that.
Oh my God. And him, he'd always have, was it the muffin? He'd always come in with a coffee and a muffin at the start of the day. He would,
Yes.
it was always the
Yes.
same thing. Yeah, he was, I really enjoyed those classes. God, I
John
remember
Tyrell.
John Tyrell. Did that just come to you?
Yes. Yes.
What a guy. Yeah, what a guy. Yeah, they were intense. I remember in
Yeah.
one class, in one scene, you were on stage, you were up with Caleb, and they were all like improvisational classes, right? So you're just going with the moment, and I remember he called you a C word, and
Caleb did.
During the course of whatever you guys were doing.
I don't
And
remember this.
John, I mean, it was the teacher, it was such a physical reaction from him. He went, oh, and he threw himself back in the chair. And I remember sitting there and watching him and thinking, what the fuck's going on? Because now, being from London, the C word is used as a form of greeting.
Right.
Right, and I
It's a
remember
term of
thinking,
endearment.
it's a term of endearment. And I remember thinking, oh, like culturally, oh, things are different here. Okay. But it was, yeah, God, there's so many memories from that class. That was, that was incredible. Well, I
Yeah, it
mean,
was great.
you've since school, you've also gone on to become a singer. Or I say become a singer.
Yes.
Have you always been a singer?
I have always been a singer, but you're absolutely right in the fact that I have pursued it as like more of a career and definitely like used it as an outlet in my adult life. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I actually today I listened to what's it called? Let's Pretend, which is your
Yes.
single on Spotify. It's a vibe. It's a
Thank
vibe.
you.
It's a lovely song. Yeah.
And I just 2 weeks ago shot a video for it with Ian Hawks.
Look at,
Did you
yeah.
know that?
Yes, you did tell me that. Ian Hawks,
Isn't
who,
that
it's insane. The way, the circular
wild?
motion
Connections.
of the whole thing.
Like, and what's cool about it too is that like I didn't really know Ian because I know that like he was a part of you guys like founding the film club, but he took a long hiatus from it. And when he started coming back to the meetings, I started trickling out. So we there was only a little bit of overlap. And then I like randomly auditioned for his movie a year ago. And he cast somebody else in the role, but we just like sort of stayed in touch on Instagram. And then when my song dropped, he like sent me a really nice message. And yeah, the rest is history.
That's amazing. And he, I've never worked with him in that capacity myself, but he just seems, I mean, just having him on Film Club and having him on this podcast, you can see such an intelligent, smart filmmaker who knows his shit. And everything I've seen of his work looks incredible. So was it the music video for Let's Pretend that you did?
Yes.
Okay.
And he wrote a script for it. And you know that Ian is a horror aficionado.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a spooky storyline, and I'm so into it. Yeah, it's really fun. And being on set with him was incredible. He is so professional, and I loved the way he ran his set. Everything stayed so calm, despite me being a nervous wreck the entire time. And yeah, he's just so kind and so talented. So it was really awesome. It was one of the best like 2 days of my whole life was doing that video.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Very, very exciting.
I think I've seen some stills of it that he's shared or you've shared, and yeah, I can't wait to see it. Is there like an EP or an album coming along?
Eventually. Mm-hmm. I have a song that's almost finished that I will be releasing as my next single. And I have a whole bunch of music that I'm writing and working on all the time. And I do want to release an EP, but I have to sort of sort through everything and organize that.
Sure.
And figure out the other thing is like, you sort of want it to be cohesive,
mm-hmm.
Or have like some sort of thread that links all of the songs together at least.
Right.
So yeah, that is something that I would like to do. But right now I'm working like song to song. So we have another single coming out soon and then another one after that.
Oh God, this is exciting. Well, I can't wait. I can't wait for it. Are you working with one particular producer or are you working with multiple producers? There's this guy, his name's Will.
Will Baker is an incredible producer. He is currently the only producer I'm working with. Mm-hmm. And we met working with a band years ago, a boy band, believe it or not, called the Young Presidents. And they brought me on as like a songwriter and to sing like backup vocals on some of their tracks. And so Will and I met recording with them years ago. And when I decided I wanted to work on some solo stuff, I went to him immediately because he's just so talented and really fun to hang out with too, which is like important when you're working on creative stuff. So
very, very. Yeah. Yeah. And that's something that I've realized through auditions, through even like regular job interviews. One thing that always clicked into place for me is when you walk into the room or, you know, when you send your self-tape or whatever, it's so rarely, this is a tangent, but it's just something that's been on my mind recently. It's hardly ever about the work itself. It's so not about how you're doing it, but how you are as a person from the moment, you know, you enter the room and you start the small talk. They are immediately assessing you to decide, do I want to spend X amount of hours with this person in different locations on this project. That's it. And so the audition or the interview begins way before you start saying your lines or whatever you're doing. So what you said about Will there, yeah, I'm sure that is such an important factor that you get along.
Absolutely. And also, you know, especially with, and I'm sure you can relate to this as a writer, when you're sharing your work with people, it's so vulnerable. So if you're not comfortable with that person, it's like basically not happening. Like it's sort of, at least for me, like that's impossible. If I can't, like, if I'm afraid to like sound foolish in front of you, I can't. There's no room for play. And I feel like there has to be an element of play when I'm working on something creative, at least for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. What is that? Did he produce the song? Did he produce the
Let's
instrumental?
pretend.
Yeah.
So that's a track that I actually bought from a different producer, and I just fell in love with the track and wrote the song to it. And so then I brought it to Will and I said, I need you to put your magic on this. And he did.
It is, I mean, it sounds so well mastered. I mean, it sounds, I was playing it on my sound system here in the living room today. It sounds so good. It's got this, like, almost like this Latino slash kind of R&B type vibe to it. It's honestly great.
So I love it. So the original track, it was really just the bones. Like it was really just that guitar riff that repeats. And then obviously we added my vocals and then all of that really beautiful, like dreamy, like synthy sort of dream pop stuff. That is how Will made it perfect.
Oh, excellent. That's amazing. Well, best of luck with it. Yeah, honestly, I can't wait to hear more. I'm following you on Spotify, so I'm sure you'll pop up on my homepage when your next one is when your next one is out. So
Yes, that will hopefully be soon.
great, great. Well, in terms of future aspirations, going forward, how are things looking? Where do you see yourself going? Are you still sticking with the acting? And I assume you're going to be doing both, right? You were telling me actually before this call that you've just written a short film, so you're getting into the writing foray of things as well, which is great.
Yes, and I of course. So I really would love to make a movie. I have some other like what writing projects that I'm working on that are taking longer. The screenplay that's finished, it's a short and it's like 11 pages, and I just felt like it really wrote itself. I'm having a harder time. Not a hard time, but the other projects are taking longer and taking a lot more time and more problem solving, I would say. Like I don't know. You can relate probably, but like as a writer, like sometimes in order to have the story go to where you need it to go, you have to like go backwards and say, how am I gonna, like, do you
Reverse
know what I'm
engineer
saying?
and
I feel
get
like I can't
there.
find
Yeah.
my words.
Yeah.
Yeah, like how do I get from here to here? Those are the sort of not issues, but the sort of challenges I'm like working on now with other writing projects, but this other one just came out so seamlessly. And if I have an opportunity to make that one, I would love to. Sorry, I don't know if there's a way for
You
me to
keep
turn off
dinging.
that ding.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Writing is difficult. I mean, and again, we were talking before this call, but you know, for me, having written my recent short film that's making its way around festivals, that was like a perfect storm. Because the environment was perfect. You know, it was the pandemic. I didn't have the commitments that I have in regular life. You know, I didn't have a job to attend. I don't have to stick to a schedule at all. And so it came out of me in this burst, literal burst of creativity, this flurry of writing and ideas and commitment. And you were telling me that's kind of how this script came about, right? You it just came out of you. And
Yes. And it was really like you were saying, like the circumstances were perfect. I basically had to write this script in order to like just not go insane. I was, so basically the way that it happened was my roommate got very sick in the winter and I had to take her to the hospital one night and I was there with her for 18 hours and it was weird time. It was like a weird time. We got there late at night and then we were there for like, again, like 18 hours, but it was like, so it, for some reason, the hospital was so quiet and my phone died and I didn't have my computer with me. And I was just sitting there with my roommate who also couldn't talk to me because she was just so out of it, not feeling well. And like I was just isolated in like a spooky like hospital at night and I had a notebook. Thank God I had a notebook and a pen in my bag. And I wrote a little story that takes place in a hospital, the whole thing.
I was about to ask you that. Yeah, does it take place in a spooky hospital ward?
It does, yeah. It does.
Yeah, oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Sometimes you have to just grab at these opportune moments when they come. Yeah, sometimes a lot of it is about preparation. If you didn't have that notebook in your bag, again, it's a perfect confluence of circumstances, right? So
yeah,
that's amazing. Well done. I hope it, I hope you go, you know, it gets made and you can continue with it and you can continue to write more. But as always, Caroline, you know, I'll always be following your work, because I admire you and I enjoy you as well. So, thank you for coming on and honestly for sharing your time. I would rather talk for another half hour.
Thank you for inviting me on. I of course would make time for it. If I had the opportunity, I would talk to you anytime. I was so excited to catch up and also talk about movies with you because I feel like we have some similar taste when it comes to movies. And I think you always have interesting takes. So.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. The interesting takes being mostly, I hate them. Which seems to be how it goes in film club, which is, I was going to ask you, when are you coming back? And I was going to say, because you were a part of film club for a while and then you sort of dip in and out, you're not a fan of Star Trek, are you?
No, I wouldn't call myself a fan, but I don't not like Star Trek either. I actually think that it's really fun. And I've actually seen a lot of it because my ex was a total Trekkie.
Oh.
So I've seen, honestly, mostly I've seen the original show from, when was it, the 70s it started?
Honestly, don't know. Maybe even the 60s.
Yeah. But I've seen a lot of the old, like the original show. Not so many of the movies, although aren't there like 10, and didn't you guys watch
something
all of them?
Like that? We watched all of them, yeah. So it was, and yeah. Like we're currently doing with Bond now, which, my God, why did I make that decision? But
really? You're watching all the James Bond movies?
Yeah, it can be tough.
I'm sure some of them.
Yeah, the behaviors and attitudes, God, they haven't aged well. But it was Nathaniel who decided, let's watch all the Star Trek movies. And that was when we lost Caroline in film club. And I was always saying to the group, I was like, because you came back once after a long time and we were watching Star Trek and you guys were like, you're still doing this? And I was like, yeah, maybe she's not so much. Once we move past this phase, maybe she'll come back. So just to tell you,
oh my God,
it's over now. So you can come back whenever you want.
Lovely. Okay, great. No, I have nothing against Star Trek, but I will come back to film club. What is the normal like day that you guys do now?
Oh God, it's like it changes. I mean, it's any other day of the week, honestly. It just depends on people's schedule. And I do shift work, so like weekends mean nothing to me. So it's all a toss up, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, we'll like whack it in the group. I think you're still in our group. So yeah, we always try and put dates and stuff on there.
Okay, great.
All right. Well, this was such a pleasure, Caroline. Thank you. Thank you so much. And yeah, I guess we'll speak to you again soon.
Okay, sounds good.